So we often see people from different cultures wearing beautiful clothing made up of great textiles and patterns. Our next guest says these textiles have stories to tell. Susan Four is the Education Programs Coordinator with the Textile Museum of Canada, and she's here to tell us about an exciting online project called Collective Threads. So, Susan, what is Collective Threads?
Collective Threads is a new online project that the Textile Museum of Canada launched within the last week. It's a project that we received funding for through the Community Investment Program of the Canadian Internet Registration Authority, and it is a web project that features video narratives with 9 newcomers to Canada. So they're sharing their personal stories of their journey to Canada and sharing some aspects of their everyday lives. And so it's a really wonderful celebration of the diverse experiences of people who have come to Canada and people living here in Toronto.
Right. And so which countries are these people coming from?
So we interviewed 9 people for the project, and they represent 6 different countries. So we have participants from Iran, from Japan, from Hungary, from India, from Pakistan, and from China.
So if you're just joining us, welcome to Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Regent. I'm here with my co-host,
Diamond.
And I'm Judy, and we're here today with Susan Four for Collective Threads. So, Susan, can you tell us a bit more about it?
Sure. Like I said, Collective Threads features video narratives with 9 newcomers to Canada. Some of the people that we interviewed are very recent immigrants to Canada. We interviewed a young woman who had just come to Canada a few months earlier to attend school. She's in a fashion program here in Toronto. But we also interviewed somebody who came to Canada 60 years ago. She was a refugee with her family from Hungary during the Communist Revolution in that country. So some people that we interviewed have lived in this country for a long time, and some of them were new to the country and just getting familiar with Canada.
That's awesome. And how did you find these people?
So we reached out to a number of organizations that are working with newcomers in Toronto. One of the organizations that was really helpful in identifying people who might be interested in being interviewed is a program called By Coast, and it runs through CultureLink. So it's a program that pairs up newcomers with a mentor, and the participants in this program also receive a bike that they get to use throughout the summer season. And the participants and their mentors get together and they meet in groups in different parts of the city, and they explore the city together by bike. So it's a great program to kind of build social connections. It's a great program to become familiar with the city and different ways of getting around the city. It's a great way to practice language skills. And it's a great way to get physical exercise in the city as well. So we had the opportunity to interview two people who have participated in that program. The one individual, Ali, he participated in the program when he first came to Canada from Iran, and he had such a positive experience that the following year he served as a mentor to the program. Some of the people that we interviewed were people that we already knew. We have a lot of volunteers who support the staff at the museum. And so there were a couple of volunteers who help out at the reception desk, someone else who volunteers in the shop who we interviewed. And then there was also a woman, an artist. She designs these beautiful silk scarves, which are sold in our gift shop. And she had come to Canada a few years ago to study at OCAD University. And so we interviewed her as well.
Awesome. And do you know if these mentors are required to have any like special skill set before they're paired with somebody?
I think the mentors for the Bike Host program are typically people who have already been in the program and are, you know, already familiar with the program.
Can you tell us a bit about the kind of textiles that we can look forward to seeing? Can you describe a bit of it?
Sure. So for four collective threads, we gave the participants an opportunity to speak to some of the objects in our collection. The Textile Museum of Canada, we have a collection of 13,000 textiles representing many regions of the world. And we really wanted to kind of give voice to those textiles. So we invited the participants to choose an object from the collection and share a story about it. So Liz, the woman who had come to Canada from Hungary in the 1950s, she chose a beautiful embroidered blouse. And this piece has a style of embroidery that's very familiar to her. When she came for her interview, she also brought with her a beautiful pillow that her grandmother had embroidered. And so she was able to share a little bit about this object in our collection, but she was also able to share this beautiful object from her own family's tradition.
And can you tell us a bit about why textiles are so important to sharing new cultures with people?
Sure. Well, I think textiles are things that we're all familiar with. So whether it's, you know, the clothes that we wear or the objects we have in our homes, they're very much connected to our everyday lives. Clothing in particular is a very powerful communicator of identity. And a few of the participants that we interviewed spoke to clothing and it's important to their own identity. One of the women that we interviewed for Collective Threads, she described how important it is to her to wear the hijab and how that is a very important symbol of her faith and also her connection to Iran, where she's from, as well as her Muslim culture. So clothing is a powerful communicator of our identity, whether it's our religion or our culture or even our personality. But textiles are also, they also hold memories as well. So another person that we interviewed, Wenzi, she brought with her to the interview a pillow that her husband's grandmother had made. And this was a patchwork pillow. So it was made up of many colored squares of cloth. And each piece of cloth had a story. So when Wenzi was doing the interview with us, she pointed to different pieces of the cloth. And so the blue piece of cloth was from her husband's uniform when he was a child in China. And there was another piece of cloth that was used in a textile in the home. And so while her and her husband now live in Canada, and her husband's grandmother is back in China, they still felt connected to those people. So there's memories that are encoded in textiles.
That's very beautiful. So what you're saying is that it can trigger some kind of memories in us when we see a textile.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I think that really, really came across with a lot of these participants. Liz, who is from Hungary, she showed us that beautiful embroidered pillow that her grandmother had stitched. Her grandmother who passed away many years ago, and so she has a memory of that person, but she also has a memory of a particular place, the country where she used to live.
So can you tell me a little bit about how textiles are different or how very similar they are from country to country? What's like the underlying pattern you see in the significance of textiles?
Well, I guess, you know, traditionally, people made textiles with the materials that were close at hand. Whether, you know, you had wool, access to wool or access to cotton or access to different types of fibers, they're very much connected to a place. And textiles, there's many techniques that are practiced in slightly different ways, but in different parts of the world. So whether it's spinning the fiber into thread or then taking those threads and weaving them into a piece of cloth, there's many similar materials and techniques that are used all around the world.
So that sums up our conversation for this first half. Do you guys want to take a break?
Yeah, so we'll just take a short break and we'll be right back to discuss more with Susan on Collective Threads.
So if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to Catch the Flava at Radio Regent. I'm Diamond, and with me co-hosting today is Judy. We have our lovely guest here, Susan Four from Textile Museum of Canada. So just before the break, we were talking about textiles and what they meant to people. So where is the museum exactly?
That's a good question. We're located near Dundasin University. So we're on Center Avenue, which is one block east of University Avenue, just south of Dundas Street. And we're in a condo building. So four floors of the condo building are dedicated to the museum. We have two floors of exhibitions. We have an auditorium where we do a lot of public programs. And then we also have another floor, which is used to store our collection of 13,000 textiles.
Oh, awesome. And I actually hear that you guys have an event tomorrow. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, our event tomorrow is actually to celebrate the launch of Collective Threads, our new online project. So we're going to have a little reception at the museum between 5:30 and 7 o'clock. And this will be really the first opportunity that we've been able to bring together the nine people who were interviewed for Collective Threads. It will be a great way to celebrate their contributions to collective threads. And it'll also be an opportunity for the community to see this project and get to know the people who were so so generous in their time and sharing their stories. We want to recognize the funding that we received through the Canadian Internet Registration Authority. So they will be present as well. And a lot of members of the Textile Museum community, staff and volunteers and other community members will be there as well. So it's open to anybody between 5 and 7 at 55 Center Avenue.
So how do people come in? Do they just walk in, or is there an event registration involved?
Well, we have been asking people to RSVP. So you can RSVP to the email address is aricharrd@textilemuseum.ca. If you don't have a chance to register, you're still welcome to come. So you can come to the museum and just let the receptionist know that you're here for the collective threads launch. Every Wednesday between 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock, the museum is open to the public. It's pay what you can. So a donation is always appreciated, but it's free access to the museum on those nights.
Cool. So do you think 5 to 8 is enough time to see everything?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. We have 3 exhibitions right now. But if you're joining us for Collective Threads tomorrow night, we will be showing some of the video interviews in the auditorium. So there will be about 20 minutes of content sharing the stories of these participants. There will be a few snacks as well tomorrow night.
That's awesome. So could you actually tell me how the idea for Collective Threads began?
So the Textile Museum, as I mentioned, we have this wonderful collection of textiles from all over the world. And they represent so many different countries and cultures and traditions. And Collective Threads was really a way of bringing in different voices to speak to those objects in our collection and to share their experiences, perhaps give us a little bit more insight into the objects, how they were used, or some of the traditional techniques that were used to make them. So we really wanted to give a voice to the newcomers in our community, but we also really wanted to connect them to this wonderful collection that we have at the museum.
And that's accessible online?
Yes. So the site is live now, collectivethreads.ca. You can see the interviews. We have 53 videos that feature these 9 different participants. And the videos are organized by different themes. So we wanted to really showcase how our everyday experiences, kind of the commonalities. So whether you are somebody who is a new immigrant to Canada, or you are somebody who in a family that's lived here for generations, we really wanted to show those common experiences. And so the themes relate to food, to family, to language, to technology, to clothing. And so that's how we've organized the videos.
Okay, so I see that you have created 9 themes.
Mm-hmm.
Clothing, family, community, food, health and wellness, home, language, community, communication, technology, transportation, work, and school. Can you tell us, did all the participants contribute to each theme?
Not every participant spoke to all 9 themes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them spoke more to a certain theme than another.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did take some time to kind of identify which parts of which interviews would fit the different themes best.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice for some of the themes we've got 4 or 5 videos, other themes we've got 6 or 7 videos.
So for these themes, I'm wondering, why did you choose these 9 to come down to?
So like I said earlier, we really wanted to speak to experiences that are common to all Canadians. And so that was really the motivation for choosing those 9 themes.
So for the future of Collective Threads, will you guys be planning on like having other participants contribute to that, or will this like be a just standard site of what you have right now, or is it going to progress further?
We don't have plans to interview anyone else for the website, but we're hoping that this can serve as a resource, particularly to organizations that are working with newcomers. So for each of the 9 themes, we have put together a resource guide. And so the resource guide is intended to kind of give suggestions on how organizations can use these videos as a way of sparking broader conversations. And so there's questions to ask to respond to the videos. And there's also resources, a list of different organizations in the city that provide resources for newcomers. So understanding that often just adjusting to daily life when you come to a new country can be challenging. So providing resources that can help newcomers find a family doctor or learn about where they can go for healthy food options, or how they can communicate with loved ones back home. So trying to bring together a lot of the wonderful resources that exist in Toronto and more broadly in Ontario and in Canada, and share those.
Great. So can you tell us, what's your favorite theme and what's some of your favorites?
That's a hard question. Well, I think because, you know, I work at the Textile Museum, and in my free time, I like to knit and I like to sew and I like to make my own clothes. I think one of my favorite themes was the clothing theme. We interviewed a young woman who had just come to Canada to study fashion. And she told a really interesting story about how she brought a lot of her clothes with her from India. But when she got to Canada, she felt she needed to buy new clothes because the style of her clothing was very different than the style of her classmates here in Toronto. I think because the climate is very warm in Mumbai, where she's from, her and her friends tended to wear very bright clothing. But here in Canada, we maybe because it's a colder climate, we tend more towards dark colors. And so she found that she's kind of adjusted how she dresses to kind of reflect the styles here in Canada. So I thought that was an interesting story of how she's changed one aspect of her style since coming to Canada.
That's really interesting. I would have never considered that weather affects fashion in that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fascinating.
So finally, I just was wondering, what kind of conversation did you intend to have for the online resource?
So one thing we kind of kept in mind when we were working with the resource guides is that many organizations that are working with newcomers, many newcomers may be learning English for the first time. And so by creating discussion questions, it's a way to reflect on the video narratives, but also an opportunity to practice language skills as well. We have been able to provide transcriptions for all the videos. So, this is a site that's accessible if you if you're hearing impaired, you can still access the content. But for those who may be learning English as a second language, you can perhaps sometimes reading the content allows you to take the time to understand it. So by including the transcriptions and by including these discussion questions, we're hoping that it can be a tool for conversations about identity, but also help in learning a new language.
Okay, guys, so that's all the time we have today for the Collective Threads. I'd just like to say thank you, Susan, for joining us, and hopefully you guys can check out the event tomorrow.
Thank you for having me.
And when we come back, we'll be talking about Islamophobia with Tasman Suleiman and Kevin Moore.